Hi everyone, my name is Ruben Rios and I'm one of the many program managers working on the team that creates Visual Studio tools for the client applications. As I build apps, I often have to diagnose problems like why I can't seem to access a network resource, or why I'm not getting the latest version of a resource, or perhaps why is it taking a long time to download a particular resource. I'm happy to say that with Visual Studio 2015, we've added a new network diagnostics tool. This tool will help you become more productive when debugging network-related issues for both Windows Store as well as universal apps targeting Windows 10, including JavaScript managed as well as native apps. The network tool records information about all HTTP network operations made through the WinRT HTTP client API, including HTTP request and response headers, request and response payloads, cookies, and detailed information about the timing, amongst other things. These are all important areas when making network operations such as HTTP requests, as for example, the wrong header data could mean that you end up with a response that's coming from cache, translating into outdated data for the end user of your application. As such, having seamless access and visibility into these areas directly from the Visual Studio IDE will make your life as a developer much easier. Now, let's talk about some of the situations the tool can help you address. For functional diagnostics, it can help answer questions such as, why are you not able to access a network resource? Perhaps you had the wrong URL, or you were sending the wrong parameters, or were not properly authenticated by the server. Or why are you not getting the latest version of a resource? In this case, perhaps the response was coming from the cache. For cost analysis, the tool can help answer questions such as how much data a particular app scenario consumes. Perhaps you had a mobile app and you were concerned about how many bytes are downloaded when running common tasks of your application. In terms of network-related performance, it can help understand how fast a resource is downloading and if there's a bottleneck after a connection with the server has been established. Or even if a request is getting redirected and perhaps an unnecessary slowdown being introduced into your app. Now, let's take a quick look at the actual tool and its different parts. Okay, the first thing to know is that you can access the network tool by going into the debug menu, selecting Start Diagnostics Tools without debugging, and at this point, you can simply select the analysis target. By default, this analysis target is actually set up to be your starter project, but for the purposes of this demo, we'll be using one of the pre-installed apps. So let's just select one of these apps and select Network Tool from the list of available tools. After that, we simply press Start. As soon as the network-related operations happen, they would automatically show up in the summary view. In fact, the summary view provides a simplified view into all captured network operations. From left to right, it shows us the name of each resource, the protocol of the request, the HTTP method used to get that resource, the result or the response status code as returned by the server, the type of response, how big is that response, and how long it took to download. Last but not least, we have a waterfall view that shows us when a resource was requested and when it finished downloading. At any point, you could also come to the toolbar and select the Export as Hard button. This opens up a dialog that allows you to export the captured network traffic into a JSON-based hard format. This provides you with the ability to interop with Fiddler and other third-party tools that import HAR. This becomes pretty handy whenever you're working with a bigger team and need to share your network trace with other team members. The toolbar also provides the ability to show only certain types of resources. For example, if you're only interested in diagnosing images, you can open up the content type filter, select images from the list of available filters, and you'll notice that now only images show up in the list. Also, you'll notice that at the bottom of the page, we have the summary bar, which was updated to denote the presence of a filter. Now, if you want to actually understand more about that particular resource, you can double-click on the particular row, or you can come to the summary view, which actually provides you a lot more information about that request that you had selected. Either way works, you can either double-click or just click on the particular button, and this will open up the headers view, and at this point you can inspect the request or response headers. You could also inspect the response body, and if you're doing a post request, you could investigate what's the request body as well. And if you have any parameters, you can actually see what those are by visiting the parameters tab. In case you had cookies, you can also see them in the Cookies tab. And last but not least, we provide you with visibility into all the different timing stages that that particular request had to go through before it could actually download the resource. All right, that was a quick look into the new network tool that will be available in Visual Studio 2015. As a quick recap, you'll now be able to debug network-related issues for JavaScript, Manage, as well as native apps for both Windows Store as well as Universal Apps targeting Windows 10. As such, this tool will help you become more productive by providing you with the tools you need to debug most network-related issues directly from the Visual Studio IDE. Thanks for watching, and we'll be looking forward to your feedback.